It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. And now we'll read another section of the Mueller Report. Next Wednesday, as many of you know, Special Counsel Robert Mueller is scheduled to publicly testify to the American people, answering questions in the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committees. Much of the questioning is expected to be about Volume 2 of the report, which details evidence of obstruction of justice by President Trump. Mueller said he was not able to clear the president of that. We'll carry those hearings live, of course, when they happen on Wednesday. And since very few Americans have read the 448-page Mueller report, we are reading, as a public service on this program, a short section each day between now and next Wednesday from Volume 2, so you know some of the actual text of the report, with an emphasis on those sections that pertain to obstruction of justice, since they will likely be the most discussed. So far, on our last two shows, we've heard evidence, in Mueller's own words, of Trump trying through intermediaries to have Mueller removed or have him limit his investigation to topics that don't involve Trump. Are either of those obstruction? Are they impeachable? In this next section, beginning on Volume 2, page 107, we get more examples of Trump trying to pull other people's puppet strings to protect himself from Mueller. These have to do with getting Attorney General Jeff Sessions to unrecuse himself and asking White House counsel Don McGahn to lie about whether Trump asked him to have Mueller removed. This is a 5.5-minute read. Our very special guest readers today are Allison Stewart, host of All of It, and Tanzina Vega, host of The Takeaway. Tanzina starts it off.
Volume 2, page 107. In analyzing the president's efforts to have Sessions unrecuse himself and regain control of the Russia investigation, the following considerations and evidence are relevant to the elements of obstruction of justice. A. Obstructive act. To determine if the president's efforts to have the attorney general unrecused could qualify as an obstructive act, it would be necessary to assess evidence on whether those actions would naturally impede the Russia investigation. That inquiry would take into account the supervisory role that the attorney general, if unrecused, would play in the Russia investigation. It would also have to take into account that the attorney general's recusal covered other campaign-related matters. The inquiry would not turn on what Attorney General Sessions would actually do if unrecused, but on whether the efforts to reverse his recusal would naturally have had the effect of impeding the Russia investigation. On multiple occasions in 2017, the president spoke with Sessions about reversing his recusal so that he could take over the Russia investigation and begin an investigation and prosecution of Hillary Clinton. For example, in early summer 2017, Sessions recalled the president asking him to unrecuse, but Sessions did not take it as a directive. When the president raised the issue again in December 2017, the president said, as recorded by Porter, quote, "Not telling you to do anything. I'm not going to get involved. I'm not going to do anything or direct you to do anything. I just want to be treated fairly." The duration of the president's efforts, which spanned from March 2017 to August 2018, and the fact that the president repeatedly criticized Sessions in public and in private for failing to tell the president that he would have to recuse, is relevant to assessing whether the president's efforts to have Sessions unrecuse could qualify as obstructive acts. B. Nexus to an official proceeding. As described above, by mid-June 2017, the existence of a grand jury investigation supervised by the special counsel was public knowledge. In addition, in July 2017, a different grand jury supervised by the special counsel was impaneled in the District of Columbia, and the press reported on the existence of this grand jury in early August 2017. Whether the conduct towards the attorney general would have a foreseeable impact on those proceedings turns on much of the same evidence discussed above with respect to the obstructive act element.
C. Intent. There is evidence that at least one purpose of the president's conduct towards Sessions was to have Sessions assume control over the Russia investigation and supervise it in a way that would restrict its scope. By the summer of 2017, the president was aware that the special counsel was investigating him personally for obstruction of justice. And in the wake of the disclosures of emails about the June 9th meeting between Russians and senior members of the campaign, see Volume 2, Section 2G, Supra, it was evident that the investigation into the campaign now included the president's son, son-in-law, and former campaign manager. The president had previously and unsuccessfully sought to have Sessions publicly announce that the special counsel investigation would be confined to future election interference. Yet Sessions remained recused. In December 2017, shortly after Flynn pleaded guilty, the president spoke to Sessions in the Oval Office with only Porter present and told Sessions that he would be a hero if he unrecused. Porter linked that request to the president's desire that Sessions take back supervision of the Russia investigation and direct an investigation of Hillary Clinton. The president said in that meeting that he, quote, just wanted to be treated fairly, end quote, which could reflect his perception that it was unfair that he was being investigated while Hillary Clinton was not. But a principal effect of that act would be to restore supervision of the Russia investigation to the Attorney General, a position that the president frequently suggested should be occupied by presidents. A reasonable inference from those statements and the president's actions is the president believed that an unrecused Attorney General would play a protective role and could shield the president from the ongoing Russia investigation. The president orders McGahn to deny that the president tried to fire the special counsel. Overview. In late January 2018, the media reported that in June 2017, the president had ordered McGahn to have the special counsel fired based on purported conflicts of interest, but McGahn had refused, saying he would quit instead. After the story broke, the president, through his personal counsel and two aides, sought to have McGahn deny that he had been directed to remove the special counsel. Each time he was approached, McGahn responded that he would not refute the press accounts because they were accurate in reporting on the president's effort to have the special counsel removed. The president later personally met with McGahn in the Oval Office with only the chief of staff present and tried to get McGahn to say that the president never ordered him to fire the special counsel. McGahn refused and insisted his memory of the president's direction to remove the special counsel was accurate. In that same meeting, the president challenged McGahn for taking notes of his discussions with the president and asked why he had told special counsel investigators that he had been directed to have the special counsel removed.
That was Tanzina Vega and Allison Stewart reading today's section of the Mueller report. So we heard at the end that White House counsel Don McGahn refused to lie about Trump telling him to have Mueller removed. Instead, McGahn removed himself from that awkward and possibly criminal position and became Don McGahn, McGahn from the Trump administration. Monday's section will be about Mueller's analysis of evidence that Trump hinted at pardons for Paul Manafort, Michael Flynn, and someone else whose name was redacted as a way of getting them not to tell the whole truth to the special counsel. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, stay with us.